Critics of the proposed 20% income tax cut led off the hearing. Among them, Zach Schiller of the left-leaning think tank Policy Matters Ohio. He told the panel the income tax cut would help mostly the rich. Middle-income taxpayers, those with annual incomes $33,000 to $51,000 a year, would get an average yearly cut of $144, according to the group.
The bottom fifth will average just $7. Those in the top 1% who earn more than $335,000 will see a reduction of $7,777.
Schiller argued an earlier 21% cut in the state income tax never did spark the creation of new jobs, as Republican legislators had predicted it would.
Between June 2005 and January 2013, Ohio lost 236,000 jobs, or 4.4% of the total. During that same time, the United States gained more than 1.1 million jobs, or 0.9%. Why would we double down on a bet that did not work the last time?
But Republican State Representative Terry Boos argued the earlier 21% income tax cut, phased in over 7 years, took time to build up and have an impact. And now that the recession is over, he said, it is paying dividends.
Let's look at Ohio versus the nation or the rest of the Midwest in the last 2 years in the number of jobs created. Ohio has been number one in the Midwest for the last couple of years, been number three or four, depending on who you talk to in the country.
The governor's proposed income tax cut would be 20% for families, but 50% for most small businesses. Kasich says they'd use the bonanza to expand and create new jobs. But Schiller disagreed, saying the numbers don't add up.
The taxpayers who benefit on average will get so little that they couldn't add employees in any meaningful way. The median taxpayer, the exclusion would result in an annual tax cut of less than $200.
But after that testimony, a business executive of an aerospace company hinted his company would indeed reinvest a tax cut and hire more workers. That was Dieter Moeller, CEO of Rheinstahl, which manufactures jet engine tools for GE.
My business has grown from 60 employees back in 2009 to almost 150 today. And this tax reform is going to be a big part in helping to continue this growth, in which we're expecting to employ over 200 employees within the next few years.
Comments from majority Republicans on this key House Ways and Means Subcommittee indicated they're all in favor of this two-pronged income tax cut plan. But when it comes to the key mechanism Governor Kasich has proposed to pay for the income tax slashing, there's much less enthusiasm. That would include a broadening of the state sales tax to include 80 services, from cable TV, haircuts, and movie tickets, to advertising and legal advice. Most Republicans are balking at endorsing that part of the package. So are two major pro-business groups, the Ohio Chamber of Commerce and the National Federation of Independent Business. Like many Republicans, these groups love the proposed income tax cut as business-friendly. But they're worrying a sales tax expansion could be anti-business. The chair of the Ways and Means Subcommittee, GOP State Representative Jeffrey McClain, is tight-lipped about what kind of tax package will finally emerge, but he's hinting legislators will indeed be adding major amendments to the governor's plan.
There are going to be changes, some areas pretty drastic changes.
Bill Cohen at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.